approximately 1:50 p.m., a male Price Middle School student was injured by gunfire on the Price Middle School campus. That student was transported to Grady Hospital. He is conscious and talking. According to information we have received from the family, not from medical authorities, there is an expectation that he will be released this evening. And if that is true, we're all certainly happy to hear that. APD and APS immediately went to the school and secured the campus. A student suspect was taken into custody on campus. The incident was contained immediately by the assigned resource officer. Because of the nature of the emergency, we moved into our standard emergency procedures and implemented a hard lockdown at the school and alerted parents of the emergency. This was a coordinated safety and security effort between APD and our own officers. We took additional time in releasing the students to ensure that all safety and security procedures were followed. There are resource officers. There are metal detectors. And so the obvious question, of course, is how did this get past a metal detector? That's something we do not know as yet.
Thank you. Chief Turner, the Atlanta Police Department. What I understand is that the school resource officer actually is an off-duty Atlanta police officer that worked the location. Obviously, our officers are armed in the schools, and I do understand that that particular officer was able to subdue the individual and have him to drop his weapon. He was taken into custody at the time of the incident. He did not leave the location. He was stopped by the SRO, the officer on the scene, and he was actually arrested at the location.